Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still He loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame, cheer the mourner, calm the tempest, glory to His name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. How we should give glory to His name, because He is yesterday, today, and forever the same, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen as those words are sung.
Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still He loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. Cheer the mourner, calm the tempest, glory to His name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never.
Reading from Colossians chapter 3 once more, beginning of the same words as last week, because there are so many lies in the world. So many lies in government, in church, and sadly, in the home, the schools, everywhere is very, very prevalent. Listen to what God tells us through the pen of Paul, writing to the church at Colossae, and to us as well. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Let's pray that we will be able to do that, that the church will be revived in that. Remember, this is a word to the church. As we read in the beginning, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That is only true for those that are truly in the body of Christ. Let's give thanks in his name. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, acknowledging our great need of him, acknowledging, Father, that he is Lord of lords and King of kings, as well as becoming a servant, humbling himself as a servant to the death of the cross, suffering, being ridiculed, mocked, scorned terribly, and then, thankfully, after dying, rising again, and now seated on thy right hand, as thou hast said long before he came down to earth, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. We give thanks, Lord Jesus, wherever that has been done, both to thee, Father, and to Christ, to the Holy Spirit. We give thanks for that word that teaches us to repent, to be humbled before thee, and we pray for thy Spirit to lead us into the truth of that word more and more, that the whole church might believe the whole word and might be made one in this word, one in thee, and one as thou, Father, and Christ are one, as Lord Jesus you prayed for, and that we might be one, that the world will know that thou, Father, hast sent Christ. The world, even a religious world, a great part of it, that denies, Lord Jesus, thy sonship, denies that thou art the fulfillment of the promises given before Adam, to Abraham, to others, that the seed of the woman would come, and Abraham's seed would come and be a blessing to all nations. And we pray, Father, that that might be recognized by those who still deny it. And we pray again that the church may not be a salt that has lost its savor and no longer a light in our nation and other nations, that is only good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot, that we are, Father, no help to other religions, no help to the world of unbelievers. And we pray that thou would revive us first, and that we may know the great need of that. And then, Father, that others may be added to the church, even daily, such as should be saved. We pray, Father, for temporal blessings also. We pray for those in sickness, that there might be healing, and injury also, that they might have healing of the body, those that need healing of the mind, others, Father, broken homes need to be healed, reconciled, the children in those homes need to be taught and kept. We pray, Father, for those in hunger, those that are homeless, the war-torn lands. We pray for the sorrowing. We pray for those persecuted for thy name's sake, the much suffering that there is, Father. We pray that it might be sanctified, and especially when they suffer for thy name's sake, that they might have the blessing promised. We pray for other needs that there are in the schools, in the workplace, every place, Father, as Christ has said, without me you can do nothing. Help us to see it and acknowledge it rightly. Amen. As we again look at this, certainly if a house was on fire, we wouldn't walk away while it was still burning. And though it seems almost wrong to continue with these words, but last week we thought about the nations that suffered terribly because they believed the lie. They believed that things would be better in Russia, China, Germany, other places. And we have gone a long ways in believing the lie in our nation. Some of it call it progressive, but it has been regressive, killing our unborn. Just think of the millions of young people that would be there today in our nation if it wasn't for that terrible murdering them, those thousands, thousands and thousands that have died at the hands of mothers, doctors, the government, and even part of the church, allowing it, voting for people in government that are murderers. That's what it is, murdering the unborn. Then our broken homes, all of that. The church is so negligent, and we are lying one to another. I don't know how many are in that number that claim to be Christians, claim to be God's children, that truly are, only God knows. But many that are promoting the lie, are doing like they did in the time of Jeremiah. They cried, peace, peace, when there was no peace, and the people loved to have it so. Jeremiah was speaking against that. They said, smite him on the mouth, put him in the dungeon, kill him. They thought they were right and he was wrong. But God spoke through him and dealt terribly with that nation because they would not listen to the message of Jeremiah when he said if they would return to the Lord, they would not remove. But they didn't return and removed. Many dying in Judah, Jerusalem, and others carried away captive. The land laying desolate for those 70 years. A terrible, terrible thing took place there. So terrible that God said, those that would hear it, their ears would tingle. He described it as he dealing with them, as a man taking a dish, wiping it on one side, turning it on the other, and then wiping it there. Nothing left. It was terrible. And all because of their sin. And we are sinning likewise. We are. And a lot of it is just simply lies, promises. Lies about one another. One party about another. And sadly, that's in the church as well. It's also in the home. Lying about one another. Some of it in thought, some of it in word. Almost half the homes that enter into marriage, promising, till death do us part. Until we die, we'll be true to the other. The promises are broken. One half. And then the sadness of the children in those homes have to live with parents lying about each other, probably lying to each other. Here it is for the church, but as Peter said, if judgment must begin at the house of God, what will the end be of those that obey not the truth? It will be even worse for them. And certainly it will be terrible for both. The ones to whom much has been given, as myself and some others that know the truth. We have been given the word of God. We have been given the message of history of the church, the Reformation, and other blessings, the Great Awakening that happened in our country. And we know about those things. We should pray till we have them. We should emulate them, enter into it, repent and obey and believe the gospel. Much more than we do, bring forth not just 30-fold, but 60 and 100. Listen to what Peter said. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. A faithful Creator that exposes another lie. Lies. In the schools especially. hardly allowing teachers, especially in the higher education, that teach the truth and will not acknowledge the theory, the lie of evolution, and that's what it is. Anybody that would stop and think will think how ridiculous. You're in my hand, our four fingers, our thumb, just came out of nothing, came by itself, without a wise planner, without a wise person that could order that into existence, simply by speaking, as he did, and as we said last week, he spoke, it was done, it was good. That's the truth. Yes, that's the truth. You might say, well, the scientist this, the scientist that. The scientist nothing. Nothing will disprove the word of God. And many scientists know it, and many scientists have said it, but others won't believe them, nor believe the word of God. Just sensible things. As we mentioned last week, the trees repeating itself every year, seed time, harvest, all of that. All of those wonders of nature. And as the psalmist says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens do it. And the things of earth do it. Will you do it? Will I do it? Will we do what the song said? Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Yesterday, today, forever, at creation, let us make man. Paul's writing to the Hebrews. God has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. Yes, it's his Son, Son of God, by whom he made the worlds, Creator. And we have that here. Paul speaks of it to the church at Colossae. We may believe they believed it. They believed that truth, that wonderful truth. They didn't lie one to another. And if they did, Paul is saying to them, lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Each of us that are God's children must realize that that lie is with us. It wants to come back. It has to be put off when we put off the old man. Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man. Earlier it says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. All those are lies. They all come to us from Satan, from the world. This is good. This is good. The saying has been around for these last years, if it feels good, do it. Yes, it feels good to get drunk. But it's not good to get drunk. It may feel good to do these other things. And sometimes we think a lie will make us feel good. We aren't getting caught. But the end will be damnation. The end will be the lake of fire. So long, God's time will stand. Not only yesterday, not only today, but forever. This is a forever truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, Christ said, but my word will not pass away. And we must believe it. We must know it. And we must tell the truth. We must believe the truth. We must believe the truth as God says it to us, that we are sinners, and what kind of sinners we are, to repent. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, when they said, what must we do? Repent. Repent. Don't keep thinking as you do. Don't keep trusting yourself as you do. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Repent believing they're there. Repent knowing they can not be taken away in any other way but through Christ Jesus the Lord. Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Christ Jesus, who became man. And when we have all these exhortations here, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on the things on the earth. How are we to do it? One of the ways is, as Paul stated to another church, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. To the glory of the Father. It is also to the glory of the Son, the glory of the Holy Spirit. And as the psalmist said of this scripture, that God hath exalted his word even above his name. Psalm 138. Some versions may not translate it that way, but that is the way it is in my Bible here, the King James Version. Exalted his word above his name. His name is exalted above everything else. And God's word, how thankful we should be for it. One book that isn't a lie. And we could probably say safely, the only book that isn't a lie. I have many pastors of the past that I consider mentors, and many of them have much good teaching, but also many of them have maybe one or two things that is not so good, that they contradict each other or contradict others. We sometimes read about and hear about the Puritans, but there's many that would come under that name, Puritan, that don't believe fully alike. Christ's prayer is that they might be one. Those that are dead can no longer become one, but the truths can become one to teach us and to know that we need that truly, fully. When we think of those words of Christ, that they might be one, we have to stop lying. We have to stop all of our lies that are traditions rather than truths from Scripture. There are things practiced that people admit there's nothing in Scripture. But then they go right on to say, well, there's enough reason to do it. Some would say because it's not forbidden, we can do it. But there are things taught very plainly. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And then Luke tells us in Acts 2 that with many other words he did exhort them and admonish them and say, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And then a little further, the conclusion is, after Peter had done that, as many as gladly received the word were baptized. Christ gave clear commands. The apostles obeyed them. What more do we need? As many as gladly received the word were baptized. One of the first things after believing is Christ's command. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I know that the danger is there to offend some people. And as I said, I have many mentors that didn't believe that, didn't practice that. I still have high respect for them, but not in those things. And they've caused terrible divisions. They've caused death. There were people that believed it so much, they did it, practiced it, died because of it, were willing to die. There's others that were willing to kill. This has been a terrible thing. I remember talking to a man that worked for us for some time, many, many years ago, and didn't go to church, didn't believe anything, And when I talked to him about it, his statement was, well, all the church did is fight. I thought, what are you talking about, man? That isn't true. But when I started studying history, I found out how sadly, how true it was. And he wasn't lying about the church. If he said, all it did is fight, that may be a lie. But if he would have said, much of what they did was fighting, it would have been true. You can go back. The Jews thought they were the church. They killed Christ. They thought they were the right church. Wanted to stop Peter and John after this wonderful time at Pentecost. They, sometime later, killed Stephen. Then Herod killed James. They wanted to kill Peter. They tried to kill Paul. They drove the believers out of Jerusalem. They were scattered. Thankfully, it brought the message to the Samaritans. And one of the blessings of they being scattered out of Jerusalem was they probably weren't there later when Rome came and desecrated Jerusalem. The blood flowed. The believers had been persecuted, been driven out. The unbelievers were punished. And God will punish unbelievers now and in the future. Don't be an unbeliever. And don't be a careless Christian. Don't be a salt that hath lost its savor. Don't be a Laodicean and just think you are rich in need of nothing when we all need a lot. Do you know any churches that haven't had homes broken in the church? Very few, if there's any. I don't know of any. I know of some that are as guilty as the broken homes. Pastors, part of the guilt. Lying. Telling people lies. It's awful. Terrible. Awful for the children. Awful for the world. The world looks at it and says, you're no better than we are. In some ways, we're not. We're lying too much one with another. I know I'm staying here a long time. But unless we stop our lying, we're not having a good future from Him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As we ended the message last week, He's coming back on the clouds of glory. And the question I asked, are you ready for that solemn day? Oh, what an awakening it'll be to those that say He's not the Son of God. Two of the most numerous religions in the world today with Christianity. Three different religions that talk about God, even talk about Abraham. But all three do not acknowledge Christ as the Son of God, and He is. As Paul said, he who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, took on Him the form of a man, became a servant, went to the cross for my sin. Do you know the need of it? I was thinking of the song, I need Jesus, and so do you.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise